say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth for the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your
me
life.
Say OV.
OV.
Say OV.
OV.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in?
Are we locked in?
Then step then. This way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
All right. Flashing lights time. Let's get it.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
Now, this is exciting. Questlove is going to direct a documentary about the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
Now, yes, oh, yes. They're saying that the film has no title yet, but it's going to reportedly feature exclusive access to the group's archives and has the support of the band and the Earth, Wind, and Fire estate. But this is really exciting. Imagine all the beautiful footage that no one has ever seen before. Right. Oh, man. And you know, if you want to trust somebody with something so iconic, you trust Questlove. It's going to be fire, bro. So I'm excited about that.
And do you know what 2 days ago was?
What was that?
Oh! That's right. Saturday night, baby. So yeah, obviously Questlove with his last doc made a lot of noise. All got all kinds of nominations. This is another step for him into the film, you know, film about music category, which is such a perfect place for Questo. So yeah, I saw that. Looking forward to hearing what he does there.
Super cool. And you know, and in the articles that I read, Rosenberg, they're saying that that Questlove is also putting the finishing touches on a Roots album. And that he credits Common and Pete Rock's latest project for like kind of giving him the inspiration to finally finish this Roots album. So we might be hearing a little bit more about that in the future. All exciting stuff.
I've been talking to Quest a lot because the Tribe Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is happening, and you know he's very involved. Quest was very involved with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I've been talking to him for a while. He's always involved in so many different cool things with regard to music and making sure great stuff gets its due. So, shouts to Quest, though, man.
Yeah, man, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:02, high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You guys, Tyena wants to play Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Tyena.
Tyena, we're calling your boyfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so you want to do call boyfriend Messiah. Suspended license, got pulled over, and you're getting arrested. So, Laura, you're going to be the arresting officer.
Okay.
Does your boyfriend Messiah know any of your ex-boyfriends?
No. He doesn't know none of my ex-boyfriends. He don't like my brother.
Oh, you don't like your brother?
Uh-uh.
All right, so Rosenberg, you're the brother, and you're in the background screaming, yo, don't call that mother
yeah, tell him to get his ass to come pick us up, little bitch.
Yeah. All right, Tyena, here we go.
All right.
Calling boyfriend Messiah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, enough hellos, man.
Please step out of the vehicle, please.
Hello? Babe, I need you to come to 32nd Street. The cops just pulled me over, and they said that if I don't have
If I don't have a licensed driver, come and get me then. I'm going to get arrested and they take me in the car.
Ma'am, you don't have registration. You don't have a driver's license. I've asked you to step out of the vehicle twice now. Please step out of the vehicle.
Yo, tell him to hurry his bitch ass up, man.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Ma'am. Who is this?
It's me.
What happened?
Nothing. You got to come and get me. The cops pulled me over. They said that I need a licensed driver to come and get me. Oh,
ma'am, please step out. Step out of the vehicle. Where?
All right, what street are you on?
32nd Street in Birmingham.
Hurry your ass up.
All right, 32nd and Burglary. All right.
All right, die.
Wow.
Messiah.
Yeah.
You on the radio, bro.
Oh, man, what the f***? Hello.
Yo, your girl Taina wanted to see if you was ride or die.
Oh, man.
You passed her.
Yo, that is crazy.
Why don't you like her brother, man?
Her brother.
Oh, yo, that's not... Yo, chill out, man.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Too obvious, okay, I like your confidence. Do this with the comments, okay, look like Alanis. Ride you like Alanis, okay, feel at a parties. Right here at a parties. You better start on fire, now I'm on fire, I need someone, I need Tyler, I need Ramani, Rebecca, Serena, Selena. Let's start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own bag. You don't need no, I help you inspire, Then I'ma add to you, I'ma give you some bags, I'ma add to you. Been on the avenue and I ain't never seen no one bad as you. They can't disrespect you, I gladly shoot. I don't play about man, I don't care. I'm addicted to you and it's clear. I like the way your body is. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your confidence. Oh, that's what good comments. Okay, got my colonies. Glad you like colonies. Okay, feel at the parties. Right here at the parties. You better start a whole fire, Now I'm on fire, I need someone, I need Tyler, I need Ramani, Rebecca, Serena, Selena. Let's start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own bag. You don't need no one, help you inspire,
match my energy, act like she into me. Tell the world you mind and you not what these bitches been to me. Plenty of fishes in the sea, I need me the biggest free. Step out like my wife, but bust me down like she my enemy. I need a brand new starting five. I need a new one on my mind. I just need someone to fall in line. I only wanted if it's in line. Cause when I want it, I take your time. Yes, I want it, I make it mine. I like the way your body is. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your cockiness. Being confident, you bad just like Kehlani is. Just like Kehlani is, you bad just like Kehlani is. Just like Kehlani is, baby, you bad like me, big bad like me, ought to get you a bag like me.
I like the way your body is. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your confidence. I tell us what good comments. Okay, like my Kehlani is. Glad you like Kehlani is. Okay, get at a party. Serena, Selena, let's start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own bag. You don't need no one, help you inspire, baby, let's make a movie. Let's make a movie. Come and seduce me, know that I'm choosy. I need you to back it up. Make a club that ain't fast enough. You know I'm mad enough.
And that I'm pretty bad. You know that I'm pretty.
I like the way your body's. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your confidence. Oh, that's what good comments. Okay, like my colonies. Glad you like colonies. Okay, can't wait to party.
She gon' swallow, she'll go. Free band, bring the rats in. Got Got shooters in the corner like a pack in. She think cause she's at it, she attracted. That's that thing that get you put up out the section. And the model's still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hungry, they gon' for a name. I put her on the game, she get for a chain. Got your girl in this, twirling on this. I got surf in this, turn up in this. And it's about the earth in this, get murked in this. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, we're at the same time. I'm a different, though we not the same kind. You can have that look, but you ain't mine. Young, still a selling, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young, though, selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? From the bottom, really like that. Stepping in Balenci's, if you like that. Pop another bottle, if you like that.
Talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. The money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him.
Yeah, get up with me. Sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like crap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Mother the big three. It's just big me. Boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery.
Bill of selling, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throat, selling laws, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? From the bottom, really like that. Stepping in Balenci's, if you like that. Pop another bottle, if you like that. Selling, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throat, selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? From the bottom, really like that. Stepping in Balenci's, if you like that. Pop another bottle, if you like that.
Here we go. I voted for this song for something in the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
I forgot which thing. Maybe
what category?
Collaboration. I forget. But I definitely voted for some Kendrick and some Drake. I went back and forth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I ended up voting for Drake actually in the hip hop album category that they had. The seven albums that were there, whatever, they had the Drake Scary Hours edition.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going with Drake. I really enjoyed that. I don't know why I became Plies when I said it, but But yeah, Kendrick definitely got, yo, Not Like Us is up for a lot at the BET Hip Hop Awards, bro. A lot.
Yep.
So we'll see how that plays out.
I think he shows up.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
It would be the time to show up, right?
It would be the time to show up. He should show up.
I could see it happening.
I could see
he's shown
You're
up.
Right.
I think he's shown up before. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It depends how much. They're going to have to decide how much they want him to lean into all of this stuff and how much they're at some point going to want it to like fade a little bit.
Who's they?
Him and his team. Because at some point, you don't want it to define you forever also. You know, like, so at some point, they might be like, all right, we've done enough.
Right.
if it's going to be a huge Not Like Us celebration, that's sort of dragging it further than we need.
True.
But even if he doesn't go, it still may win a whole bunch of awards.
I think this is Not Like Us celebration until the Super Bowl. Keeps going.
Well, yeah, it might happen at the Grammys, too.
Yeah.
How do you get away from that?
I mean, if it wins, well, the thing is this. The rap categories at the Grammys are weird, so you never know. It could win one where it just gets announced at like 4 o'clock, and it's not even a big deal. If he were to win, I feel like the rap one they'll put on TV is album, right? I feel like that might be the one. I don't know if like rap song or the writing one even will make it to TV. So it depends. But either way, you're probably right, Cass. There's probably be a level of celebration on this for a minute. And then of course, we'll see what they decide to do at the Super Bowl. My guess is it ends up getting downplayed at the Super Bowl.
Oh, are we taking bets?
I would bet that. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to think about it, but my guess is...
Cass has a smile from ear to ear right now.
I don't think it's going to get downplayed at all. I think he leans in.
But they can't perform the whole song. Like, they'll do a verse. I mean, what do you mean by lean in?
It's going to play. It's going to play, and it's going to... I think it almost has to.
But will he say... It'll be part of the montage.
Yeah. Right, but he only has 12 minutes.
And even if he plays it for 10 seconds, it's all people are going to talk about.
They're waiting for it.
Hey. Anyway.
Starting to feel bad for Drake. It's starting to make me feel bad.
You're just going for the underdog. You don't really feel bad.
What?
Well, no. Sometimes
he likes to go for the underdog.
Sometimes I feel bad for people when they do something, even if it's their own fault. I sometimes still feel bad. Like, he did it to himself, mm-hmm. but now I still feel a little bit bad. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And it's a double-edged sword, because on Kendrick's side of it, like, how does he get away from it? How does he make that not be one of the biggest definitions of his career? And I'm sure he doesn't want that to be that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. Yeah. We were a big story over the weekend was the Janet Jackson comments about Kamala Harris in an article in The Guardian, in which she said, for whatever reason, she randomly said, I heard her father is white, which is just not, no one believes that to be true. So
crazy.
We're a little bit confused as to why Janet would have said such a thing. But I hold out hope for my queen. I think she was joking, y'all. She might have been sarcastic. Maybe she was being literally sarcastic and the writer didn't get her humor. We don't know. We don't know.
That's what she did.
I don't know about that, P.
You don't know. Who's the writer? Let me ask you this. Laura, what's the writer's name?
I don't know.
Do you trust this writer?
I don't know who the writer is. But, you know, he corrected her and told her, and she was like, yeah, that's not what I heard. I think Janet lives in a little bubble, you know what I mean? And she says she hasn't watched the news in a while, and she probably just hears what her family and close friends talk about.
So that's where she
and I think that's where she probably got that information. And then, you know, the conversation also says that her brother Randy's a Trump supporter, so I could see that happening.
Yeah, it's such a small part of this really big, expansive article. In my defense of Janet, I'm like, why'd they even have to include that? I mean, we know why, because it led to this. But, if you can blatantly tell someone's ignorant on a subject, and she spent very little time on it, she was like, oh, I don't know, either way, I kind of wish it's like, is the article really about that? She clearly doesn't know much or care much about politics, but... Now it's going to be this defining thing because of two sentences after 40 years of her being great. Do y'all not see Rhythm Nation? She was trying to teach us about color lines in 1988-89, y'all.
That's right.
Come on, man. Go watch the Rhythm Nation video. Sure, you won't understand what's going on, but I'm telling you, it's anti-color lines. That's what she's saying. She wants us to come together as one. That's why she counts down from five in that strange way no one can emulate.
That was all... Got you.
So we were having a more serious conversation, though, about the Kamala Harris thing and, like, how it is. I said to Shawnee, it feels like, man, Barack didn't catch it about, even though Barack is mixed race, black and white, it doesn't seem like Barack caught it the way Kamala does. And what was your response?
Well, one, Barack's father is African, undeniably, and Michelle Obama played a huge part in his identity. Right. So when you look at him, it feels black because Michelle looks extremely black in terms of like her ethnicity. There's no questioning. The children look black. His father's black. So when he's like, yo, what's up, y'all? We like, all right, my G, we see what it is. Like, you know, you're not going to question him as much, or at least his intention behind where he wants to be, what side he's choosing.
Which side he's choosing? Well, this is like, okay, you know what? Let me not even go down the path of how crazy it is. I know how crazy it is that human beings think that way in 2024.
No, Americans.
Sorry, Americans. Yeah, Americans. It, thank you, Cass, because it really is predominantly such an American concept to think that way. But then you saying that because Kamala, in her 40s or even early 50s, I forget when it was, like 10, 12 years ago, as a grown adult woman, because Kamala fell in love with a grown adult divorced white man, she doesn't gain that same benefit of the doubt. So people are quick to be like, oh, you're with that super dorky white guy. You can't be black.
Right. Right. So she's questioned more because you've heard her claim both sides of her cultures, right? With, you've never heard
how
Barack.
How dare she recognize both sides of her culture?
And but Barack, to the other point, Barack didn't. He would say, my mother's white. Similar to like a Ebro. He would be like, my mom's white. I'm black.
Well, that's because so his mom wasn't of a different and sort of interesting ethnicity. His mom was just a white lady who's American.
So he'd be like, I'm black, my mom's was white.
Correct.
Kamala claims both sides. And then her husband is white.
Well, because both of her parents are of different ethnicities that also have whole cultures attached to them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
You and can't I be like, oh, my mom's white. She served the best mayonnaise at the house. It's not the same thing. Like, her mom's Indian. It's different. Anyways, but okay.
Right. I get it. But
the point that we started talking about, and the thing that we then started talking about was people who start to get defined because of their partner's ethnic makeup.
True.
You know what I mean? So if maybe you relate to that experience, give us a call, 1-800-223-9797. It could be anything. Like you married a white person and all of a sudden your family started treating you like you were white. Or, like I see it with Jewish people too. Like you're a proud Jewish person, but in the end, you married and fell in love with someone who's not Jewish. And now people treat you like you're not even Jewish. Like it's not even your background anymore because you can't be Jewish.
Is it that clear? It's like you're Jewish, but I mean, are you because you went with a Christian woman or something?
Well, it depends because I guess I could sort of be guilty of it too. Like, if you see that someone ended up being with someone who's not Jewish, their kids don't do anything Jewish, and like you don't do anything Jewish in your house, it will start to be like, but are you?
Right, that does
start to exist.
And in that position, if you were running for some type of huge office, you would get that scrutiny.
Probably, if you were trying to pursue a Jewish vote and claim Judaism, like they might look at pictures of your family sitting around a Christmas tree and be like, I don't know. But the funny thing is, I have accidentally been married to a non-Jewish woman and been married to a Jewish woman. And the funny thing is, I don't feel any different about my own identity at either point.
Right, but you know the perception of you is
but
what?
But the perception is different. Now, Natalie and I'm part of a Jewish couple. Like, it's a different, which, and it's so funny because neither of us were particularly looking for that. We just stumbled into it, and it's been nice. It's been, there have been pleasant, lovely things about it, but like, I don't feel any different. But I do feel that people go through that experience, Laura, and they start to get judged. Like, and I know, Laura, that's something that happens with Spanish speakers, too.
It happens a lot. No, but I was really thinking about, I have two friends who are Muslim who married somebody who's not Muslim. And they both tell me that they get a little side eye because of it. You know what I mean? But are you? You know what I mean? And both of them, for the most part, you know, like celebrate their traditions in the best way possible and include their partners. Some partners kind of, you know, like fast together, and some of them don't, but they both actually always get some kind of side eye because of it. So I just find it interesting.
It is interesting, and it is also ridiculous, man. Like, I remember when I was young, I used to think it was like really important. And then as time went on, I was like, yo, we're on this planet for such a short time. With all due respect to the group that we're a part of, bro, I just, at this stage in my life at 45 years old, whatever ethnic group you have, if you meet someone, this is for me, I can only speak for me, Rosenberg talking. If I'm on this spinning orb for whatever amount of time I'm on, yo, all due respect to the whole Jewish experience, black experience, Irish experience, whatever your thing is, I'm sorry, I got to pursue happiness for me. And if I think if you find someone who makes you incredibly happy, it's so sad that you would be like, I can't because I'm letting down people I don't know or people who would judge me for the choice that I'm making. I don't know. I don't know if I think that's what we're supposed to do. But I do. I will tell you, I really like Doug Emhoff. He has a very cheesy guy, fun, laid back. There's a little bit, Laura, of Michael Scott energy with Doug Emhoff. Like, he's kind of a goof in a good, delightful way. But Shawnee is right. I think that the reason people are able to, quote, pull her card is because when they look at those family photos, they have this sort of goofy white guy standing there.
And then yeah, they're like, look at their kids. I'm like, her stepkids. Like, it's her stepkids.
How right. could she make kids that white? Well, easy. She didn't make
them. Right. She did it.
Yeah, you get questions. We got Courtney on the line.
All right, let's talk to Courtney. Courtney, what experience
hey,
have you had?
What's going on?
What up?
Well, people don't seem to remember that Barack Obama got it too. People were saying he wasn't black like us because his father was African and didn't go through slavery. So they tried to divide us by pointing out that difference. Now, with Kamala, think about it, folks. If she was on welfare, if she had 5 baby daddies, there would be no question about the maggots calling her black. She'd be black, and we would accept it. And what people have to realize, they're telling you she's not black because they don't want you to believe in black excellence. They don't want you to believe a black person could become president of the United States. So they're telling you she can't be black, and it's an insult. And you guys, a lot of us don't realize that.
You know what? I hear you, bro. I hear you, bro. She is all these incredibly qualified things. Mm-hmm. And so since you can't negate those things, yeah, I could see how a bigot would then be like, well, let's negate her blackness then. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But that, and Laura talked about this earlier, too. It is really crazy. That I'm not saying it wasn't always there, and I'm sure Shawnee would tell us that it was even there from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But without question, Trump's idiotic, I don't know, she decided she wanted to be black, and mm-hmm. then she was black. Mm-hmm. That moment at the NABJ event, that did start this conversation to get much bigger, which you makes it so? Even, I think
I'm
so.
I'm tired.
It got way bigger once he started talking about it. I'm not saying
of course,
it wasn't there.
Of course.
But, like, that is really corny that people would hear Donald Trump say something like that and be like, you know what? He makes a good point.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not the first person I heard that from. But, yeah, maybe in the news it made it more of a thing where it's like, you know, she's conveniently black or conveniently this or conveniently that.
By the way,
and people question everybody who's like that.
Sean, you live in America. When has it been convenient to be black?
If you try to get the black vote, maybe.
Right. I just feel like it's like an offensive word to be used for the general black experience in this country.
For sure.
Life is made too hard for it to get thrown convenient.
Right.
And also, even in political terms, is it convenient? I don't know that it's convenient in political terms. That might, who knows, that could be what ends up changing the election the wrong way.
True. And people feel like she was a plant just to put next to Biden because he needed that extra push. You know what I'm saying?
A plant?
Like, because she's black, or she appears as black, and she was a woman. So it was a convenient way to try to get the extra pieces that he needed.
Because he's an old white man, it checked boxes. I mean, listen, I'm sure that was part of the equation. That doesn't mean she's a plant.
Let's talk to Maggie. Maggie's been holding.
Maggie.
Hi, yes, good morning.
Good morning, Maggie.
I just want to say I love your show. I listen to it every morning. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Maggie.
Being here. My two cents is that I'm Dominican. My mom is like the European Dominican. My dad is the African Dominican. I'm never Dominican enough for neither side. I'm always like, I'm always going to be like the gringa because I'm so fair skinned. But I did my 23andMe, and I'm a little bit of everything. And I find out that that's the case for most people, that we're all mixed. And this whole biracial situation is becoming a non-conversation because once we look into it, we realize that we're all mixed with something.
Right. But what do you claim?
I claim black. I'm African Dominican because that's what I grew up with, you know. But yeah. I agree with that. I know that's, you know, my father's side. I'm with my father's side all the time, and so that's who I am, you know. But if I also benefit from, you know, being biracial because I am a little ambiguous and I do look fair-skinned. They call me La Gringa from the family because of how white I am in comparison to everybody else. But, you know, that's how I claim.
Okay.
I feel
interesting.
You.
Interesting.
So she says she's ambiguous. I wonder if choosing a partner, you know, as we stated, would maybe she wanted a specific type of looking partner so that she can be represented in her culture better. You understand what I'm saying?
It wouldn't matter
because she's not running for any position, but some people want their partner to represent where they're from because they've been questioned their whole life, is what I'm saying.
Right, and so at least it would change the perception on some level.
Right.
Pick up Lisa real quick, who wanted to respond to something Courtney had said earlier. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, I was calling about the mail caller before. He was saying how black women are on welfare, or we would accept it, and we have a whole bunch of baby fathers.
That was Courtney. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it was a little wild, Lisa, Courtney. But go ahead. What do you want to say?
Yeah, well, it stuck with me. But anyway, I'm just saying we're all here. We all have to live together, no matter, you know, who we choose that we love. I don't think you should put, like, a culture on that. It's like who you love is who you love.
Lisa, I totally agree, and I want to apologize to you because I was sort of like looking at what we were doing next and totally missed that he said that line. So I personally apologize for not spotting that something like that got thrown in there.
Yeah.
I heard the end of what he said. Well, still, I should call out ignorance when it happens. That's part of the problem. But thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. And I feel you. Just to be clear, I think ultimately this entire conversation is ridiculous. Like, the idea that just so you know, I think all of us agree that it is ridiculous that society at large will decide what you are and if the partner you pick. Yo, Shawnee, your dad was a black militant his whole life.
That's
and
right.
Ended up, when his life ended after a great, glorious life,
with a white
was married
woman.
To a white woman at the end.
Absolutely. And said to me that had he seen himself in the future, he would have called himself a sellout. But then, you know, when I asked him, like, all right, so what was the shift? And he just started judging people. He was more of a separatist. The times were different. And he started judging people based on who they were. And who he chose as his life partner was based on how her beliefs were, you know, her position in life in general, and how compatible they were. And she brought him happiness. So
I mean,
he got questioned by the world still.
That's
bottom line.
But took him a while to get there, but he got there.
Yes, yes. But he still got questioned. By the way,
but he still got questioned. But by the way, I mean, just to be clear, guys, most people who are really strong on this subject over time tend to evolve into the point of, like, I realized I went too far into being a separatist, where all of a sudden you're being so caring about your own issue has actually now made you kind of become that towards other people.
True.
I mean, listen, when Malcolm X went to Mecca, he came back after praying with other people and was like, I've kind of been doing this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's listen, right. Man, the whole thing is ridiculous. And trying to make Kamala or anyone else decide what they have to be to make you comfortable is absurd.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hey, you know what it's time for, Laura?
What?
The gurus.
Legend.
Top of the Guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, that's you know right. You are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
That is right. It is time to save lives.
Shut up, Gas.
I'm just saying.
What'd he say?
I still feel like this needs a disclaimer, but go ahead.
He said furus.
Is
he said furus. All right, disgusting. Let's focus. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Your destination for clarity.
Indeed.
That's where you email us. You know, Shawnee, people have been asking, where do I send my problems? Who can help me? Well, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
We save lives live.
Burn the sage, Shawnee.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Ah.
Zen.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. And tell us who's out there. Who needs our help?
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Mm-hmm. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
That's right.
Whether you're black, brown, white, send your email and we'll take you from the darkness into the light.
Talk that talk, brother.
The gurus have no race.
That's
the
right.
Gurus are beyond race.
That's right. Spiritual.
You guys are celestial beings now.
That's right.
Wow.
Spirits, Cass.
You feel it?
Spirits. Send your email today. You may hear it tomorrow. Good morning, gurus and non-gurus. Loyal listener,
money.
I'm a 35-year-old female who has been in a relationship with a 43-year-old male for the past 8 months. When we first started having, I feel ignorant saying this, guys. I know this is a word, but I never read it. How does one pronounce coitus again? Coitus? Coitus? Who says that for having sex?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's what it means. Right. Griff, tell me. You're smarter than me.
when they first started doing the nasty, okay.
When they first started doing it
well.
Well, not that well. I know it means having sex, but I just want to know how you pronounce it. Anyways, he started showing signs of ED.
Okay.
So not doing it that well, Shawnee.
Doing it. Not so well.
I chose to stay because our relationship was not based solely on sex.
Okay.
We had a deeper connection. A few months later, I noticed that our sessions improved.
Mm-hmm.
Things were more intense and lasted longer. I asked him if he went to the doctor to obtain the blue pill. Mm-hmm. He said no. Some weeks later, against better judgment, I peeked in his medicine cabinet. Amongst his vitamin bottles, there was a prescription bottle for Sildenafil,
mm-hmm.
generic for Viagra.
Okay.
I was hurt because he blatantly lied to me. In addition, I felt like I couldn't speak on what I saw because I did, in fact, violate his privacy. Fast forward to the last couple of weeks when I woke up to him taking care of business himself in bed without me.
Mm.
All of these things are bothering me. And I believe they're a hindrance in moving forward. My question is, how do I speak to him about this? How do I create an open space for us to talk about these challenges? Thank you. Anonymous. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa.
Wait, how long they've been together?
Respect.
8 months. But I don't know. I'm a little annoyed at the going through the medicine cabinet.
Right. Right.
And I'm also a little annoyed in the sense of like, let me just put it this way. Yo, a guy being embarrassed about that is not shocking.
Right.
And I don't know why he had to inform you of this right. Like, right. I get that you want to be honest. But, like, y'all are still relatively new.
And you like, hey, you've been using something? He's like, no.
Yeah, no, I've been feeling good.
Yeah, maybe he's just not ready. Maybe he's super insecure. Yeah, super insecure. He's just not ready to tell you. Like,
it sounds to me like you're looking for something. Laura, it looks like she's looking for something to be mad about. You have a guy who you connected with, and he's great, and you were actually okay with the sex even being bad because you like him that much.
And he wanted to figure out a way to improve it for you guys.
Right. And he did.
And he did. Yeah.
And then Mans went and improved it.
Right.
And is now
questioned him, he got scared and denied.
And now you're like, yo, why is the sex getting all good? Why don't you talk to me? I mean, yo, lady, relax.
Right.
You wanted the sex to get better. It got better. Yeah, he may feel a little embarrassed about it. And then you actually did the main violation, which is then started rummaging through his medicine cabinet.
Right.
Yeah, man. Listen, I just feel like maybe you just need to chill out for a second. You know, it sounds to me like he's probably embarrassed and he wanted. We already said it. You said everything, P. He wanted to improve. He did. And now you're over here like having 1,000 questions. Why don't you just chill out? And maybe in time, as you guys get closer, he'll feel comfortable enough to share this with you. But if nothing else is wrong, what the hell? Just chill out.
Yeah, this isn't that.
You know what I mean?
Two things. One, him lying about using Viagra, given the circumstances, that's not like, that is kind of the definition of a white lie in this setting. It's just not that big a deal.
Right.
And number two, yeah, now he's feeling jazzed up, and you wake up to him doing his own thing. I mean, you could talk to him about that, but like, true. By the way, I don't know. I mean, what part bothers you about that? The fact that he's doing it in bed when you wake up and that makes you feel weird? Or do you feel like you now have, after 8 months, the license to his crumb, and anytime he's to do anything sexual, he has to do it with you? He can't ever be by himself? Like, lady, you just need to chill a little bit.
I think we all agree. Yeah. We all agree. You got to chill.
You got to chill.
So say the guru.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
All right, on the way, we still got flashing lights. Plus, we're giving away more money. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, Cast One. Let's do it.
Yeah, wow. I'm pulling up wacky and grease. Came a long way from the east. She leaving her cream on the sheets. My brother say he want a niece. When I'm with you, it's a safe space. Baby, you bringing me peace. You know how I get in the streets. Ain't none of it shallow, it's deep. Yeah, I wanna cut her for weeks. Your mama don't think that you innocent. I know you turn into a freak. Don't really care about your exes. Whatever it is, it can be. They playing, I'm making them see. I know you swinging off by the. I had to comb out the dreads. She fell in love with the braids. Cut up, she cooking clean, and she load up the caves. Your body got me in the daze. Ain't no matter the look, you get slayed. Her face card never decline. Man, fuck all that makeup you find. Better tell all them you mine. She a dollar way more than a dime. When I'm with you, I get nervous. It gotta be love, it's a sign. Yeah, I don't care where we going, I'm rhyming. What you bring to the table, cause babe, you the table, I'm eating, let's dine.
You know you my baby, you know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If they play with me, we know that you gon' send. Baby, if only you knew how much I do love you, how much I do trust you. I praise, or maybe I have to prove it.
You need a to mold you, you need a to hold you. He a little boy and I told you. Why you keep looking for closure? Hit Eliante and froze her. Now you a bell, polar. Play with a doja. Throw that bag like you supposed to. Trust me, I'm taking it easy. I really wanna get Nikki. You acting shy, but you freaky. I want a piece, no Reese. She saying, babe, come meet me. At the salon, I'm on P Street. She know I'm pulling up BP. 10 presidential, no PC. Sheila, Louis, and CC. No 2K, I got VC. Grab on that when she greet me. I heard it up, he sweet tea. You cuff me, don't ever release me. Talk about me and your stories. Bae, so tweet me.
You know you my baby. You know you my twin.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Poppin', poppin', all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low-key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Sunday, do it all again on Monday. if I met this week. I don't do no O. My God, God, that's a no, no. She just want the God, though. I just want the narrow. Who that at the front, though? If it's the feds, oh, no, no, no. Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Poppin', poppin' is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low-key at the night show. Your flight for the night show. Ooh, let's get piped though. Bottles got us right though. We ain't sipping late, no. I ain't got no time though. Only got one night though. We can do it twice though. It's lit.
At the night show. Ooh. At the night show. Ooh. At the night show. Ooh.
Stack it up day to day, you know you gotta go get it, go get it. My they hating, they staking, they waiting. Don't be mistaken, we dying, they staying. Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saved. Calling me crazy on different occasions. Kicking the cameraman off of my stages. Cause I don't like how he snapping my angles. I'm overboard and I'm over impatient. Over my d's and these, cause my ages. Dealing with motion that's more complicated. Like these two that might be related. H-Town, you got one. Hey, you bun be like a number one. It's late now, you got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where
poppin', poppin', all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front though. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let it go.
Rosenberg every day during the show in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, you have chances to win all day long. TT and Nessa as well. It's time for Beat the Buzzer. You ready, Laura?
I am so ready. Let's do this.
All right. Who do we have on the line?
You have Sophia.
Sophia.
Yes, Sophia. Hello, hello. Good morning.
Sophia, you were my favorite character on Golden Girls.
Yes, you know that. Sophia, Sophia, Sophia.
Sophia, now, are you comfortable with Beat the Buzzer? You know how to play?
I'm comfortable. I know how to play. I just need you to get me all that in the bank.
Right. Like, oh, all that's in there, get it there.
All right, we're going to do our best. You know, don't be too greedy. You hear the right amount. You got to think about our winner last hour won $350. So just keep in mind everything you've heard. And when it's time to say stop, you say stop, okay?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Sophia's playing Beat the Buzzer.
$100. $180. $270. $320. $400. $450.
All right.
Oh, Sophia.
Johnny, I heard Sophia. Your throat clear.
Yes, I was nervous, Sophia.
She's like, stop.
I'm like, Sophia, dropped the ball. No, but you didn't.
Sophia never drops the ball.
She doesn't.
And Sophia got how much?
She got 450. Let's hear what she could have gotten.
Okay.
$380.
Oh, went down. Oh, wow. You got the max amount, Sophia.
She said.
You killed this, Sophia. Congratulations.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. I listen to you every single day.
Aw, Sophia, thank you so much. Hang tight, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Your next chance to win. Your next chance to win is coming up with TT Torres.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flash?
Now, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Rosenberg, but a lot of people were like, how come we haven't seen videos of Diddy actually being arrested? And if it happened in New York, somebody must have caught some kind of cell phone footage. Well, it's out. TMZ posted the video. And the video clearly shows Diddy. He's walking into the Park Hyatt Hotel in New York in Midtown Manhattan and with a crew. And as soon as he enters the lobby, you see law enforcement stop him and separate him from his friends. And then you see Diddy appear on camera with handcuffs. They walk him through an elevator, and next thing you know, it's like he's in the lobby and out the front door. We're in clear view of pedestrians, by the way. But people were trying to make it seem like, you know, with this case, there's conspiracies flying left and right. But we're here, guys.
Well,
he's arrested.
People just keep trying to look for more to pull from everything. So, every person he's talked to, every time he's been seen, everything is a connection to something else. And the thing you really have to watch out for is the amount of clicks that anything about him gets. So, people just want to mention him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's easy for anybody to just his name is there. Everyone was like, okay, what's going on now? What's going on now? But the reality is, like, this is a serious case, and that everything is going to be released to the public when you want it. You know, everybody wants it now, now, now. I'm like, this is going to take some time. Certain things are going to take longer than others, but, you know, we're here. Like, Diddy is arrested, and we're going to continue to hear different, you know, things come out of the story. And we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, but people definitely have a sick appetite for it. It's like it's got so many different elements that are like scary and bad, and then people just get obsessed, it seems like, and want more and more and more. But a lot of people's real lives really affected by this. It's more than a social media thing that you click on, you know, for a lot of people. So
yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Today's a high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Thinking about having LASIK surgery, there's only one place to go. Dr. Jeff Delarusso. Just like I did. They are the very best in the business. Having LASIK with Delarusso was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Delarusso Laser Vision only uses the latest, safest, and most advanced tech in each of their now 7 sparkling locations. The procedure takes less than 60 seconds per eye, and the best part, it's painless. Why waste money on glasses and contacts? Take advantage of their discount and 0% interest financing. Don't wait. Call now at 855-646-2020 or schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Delarusso online at Delarusso.com. That's DellRusso.com. Conveniently located in downtown Brooklyn, Upper East Side, New York City, Long Island, Bergen Field, and Woodbridge, New Jersey. And now, in New Rochelle. Exciting news, they are opening a new location in Westport, Connecticut. Call 855-646-2020 or text hashtag 250, keyword 2020, and let them know Ebro sent you and ask for that Ebro discount.
The New Jersey Lottery loves offering exciting games and chances to win big. Just remember, lottery games are not meant for kids. Not 18 yet? no bet.
I'm Flex. You looking for a pre-owned car? Don't go somewhere with a limited selection and buy a car that's not quite what you want. At Major World of Long Island City, our huge lot is filled with quality pre-owned cars that people actually want. Toyotas, Hondas, SUVs. The price you negotiate is the price you pay. So for the pre-owned car you want, come to Major World, bigger than ever. Major World, 43-40 Northern Boulevard in Long Island City, Queens. Call 1-800-MAJOR-WORLD or go to majorworld.com. Yes, sir!
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Do you have bad credit but need a new car? Do you have trouble getting a car loan for any reason? Call Credit Solutions, a division of Hudson Hyundai. It's easy to apply right over the phone. No matter your credit past, we can help. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. You can drive a new Hyundai with just $68, like a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra SE, only $68 down. Or a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson SE, only $68 down. Drive home today. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. And all new Hyundais come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call Credit Solutions for pre-approval today. 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. Or head to HudsonHyundai.com. Payments will vary. Credit severity affects approval. See dealer for details.
Food Bazaar Supermarket is coming to Piscataway. Head to their on-the-spot hiring day at 581 Stelton Road, September 27th and 28th from noon to 5 p.m.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, New York, pay attention. You regularly hear Rosenberg, Laura, and myself say, if you mess with the bull, you get the horn. Some of you might think you know where we're going with this, but we have a slightly different message today, specifically for those of you that are sick and tired of your personal injury attorney ducking and dodging your calls.
That's right, Ebro. I hear about attorneys slow rolling cases all the time. Listen up, New York. Your case deserves better. Your family deserves better. So demand the best. If you're tired with the endless excuses from your current personal injury attorney, our friend Michael the Bull Lamonsoff is ready to give your case a fresh look.
Yeah. Yes, Laura. The Bull provides his clients with the transparency they deserve. Let him fire your disinterested attorney and provide you with the follow-up you demand. Don't settle for subpar representation of those that choose to profit over people. Choose a man who treats his clients like family. You deserve better, so demand the best. Go to MichaelTheBull.com and don't ever forget, if you mess with the bull, you get
the horns.
Jeremy Bright here. This summer, Chevrolet and the National Newspaper Publishers Association are teaming up for the 8th year of the Discover the Unexpected Fellowship. Chevrolet selected 10 exceptional historically black college and university students for the chance to receive a $10,000 scholarship mentorship from industry professionals and the internship of a lifetime with black-owned newspapers. Watch the Discover the Unexpected Fellows own their story and drive their legacy together in the Chevrolet Tracks. To learn more, visit nnpa.org/ChevyDTU.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
We heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling, charming, up your soft on the potty. This is more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibes.
So my cheeks feel fine.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna talk.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, ride or die. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. This is where you test a loved one. Someone that you, or maybe you want to test to see how much they love you. You're not quite sure. Will they drop what they're doing and be your ride or die? We have Crystal on the line this morning. Crystal, good morning. Welcome to Ride or Die.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from, Crystal?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Jersey.
I'm from Brooklyn, yes.
Okay, so Crystal, who would you like to call today to see if they're your ride or die?
Matt.
And who is Matt to you?
Matt is my new boyfriend.
You calling him Mac or Matt, like short for Matthew?
No, Matt, like M-A-C-K.
Oh, like Return Mac. Of the Mac.
Oh, Return
yes.
of the Mac.
Yes.
Mac right, the Mac. Knife. All right.
All right, Mac.
New boyfriend, okay.
So what are you going to say to Mac to get him to be your ride or die? What's the scenario?
I'm going to need him to come to my job because I work in a lab, and one of the drivers keeps trying to harass me to go out with him because last time he checked, I was single. So now he's like, oh, now all of a sudden you got a man. You and your man, you don't really have a man, and he's harassing me at my job.
Oh, wow. And
oh, man.
So he's going to show up.
How long have you and Mac been together?
6 months.
Six months. This might... I'll let you do it.
He's into her. He's going to show up. This will be like work.
I think so, too. I think he's going to ride, but let's see.
If my name was like Mac, that? And I've been seeing somebody for 6 months, and they calling me talking about pull up to the job? Nah, bro, you ain't finna get me arrested.
Watch.